this time, the children may be excused for junior church to the lower level. Today, church, once again, church, we have come together to give the Lord Jesus the glory that is due His name. We have followed in the command. We have come before the Lord's table. Today we have received of the sacrament. We are believing upon His name for our salvation, for our healing. We're believing upon His name for our deliverance and for our strength. Blessed be His name. Precious is the flow. It makes us white as snow. By and through His precious blood, you are born today into the family of God. Do you see the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior today? Can you say today, I ask today, that day in and day out, it is His face, the face of Jesus Christ that you seek. Can you say today, Lord, Lord Jesus, I cry out to you, O Lord, keep your eye on me, for I am your child. Today, as we come into the presence of God, I trust that you are looking to be reinvigorated, filled with the life and the power that only comes through Jesus Christ. This morning I would ask that you turn with me to the book of 1 Peter if you have your scripture with you. Turn with me to 1 Peter, and I do apologize today with our media screen inoperable this morning. On the back of each pew you will find scripture if you did not bring your own today. I've titled today's teaching, I Have Been Redeemed by the Blood of Jesus. As you turn in scripture today, I ask, church, where is your hope? Where is your hope committed in this day? Today, as never before, God is calling you to reach out to others. I believe with a purpose. With the purpose of giving forth the love of God in order that those who are without Christ might come to know the Lord Jesus, and to develop a sincere and strengthening relationship with Him and Him alone. I believe that all too often the man and the woman of God looks about day in and day out, giving very little thought to those around that may be hungry for more of the Lord God. Little do we know, church, what tomorrow will bring. That which is happening across Europe, even as we speak, it could be on our doorstep tomorrow. If the situation that occurred in the past 7 days, if the strike on the largest nuclear plant in Europe would have happened just a fraction of a difference, as the missile was hit, the world would be a different place today. We are this close, church, to tomorrow not looking like it was yesterday. By the grace of God, we are able to gather today to give Him glory. Oftentimes, if those around us are seemingly doing what is right, they may seemingly be well in body and in spirit, but without hope, not knowing the promise. psalmist out of 130, he cried unto the Lord. He cried out to the Lord God in prayer. I wait for the Lord. My soul waits. And in His word is my hope. Oh, church. The Lord God wants you to have hope for tomorrow. In the midst of what might be only available to our eye, God has a more greater promise to give to you. As we move today into a monthly theme of the authority of the Word of God, know today, many about you, those that you may be working with, those that may be within your family, those of your communities, many are crying out from deep within their spirit, church. As the Holy Spirit convicts, many have a cry with inside, Lord God, give me hope. Church, it is as you come closer to the Lord, I am convinced the more that we open up the Word of God, it is as you come to know Him in a deeper and more profound manner, as you understand His Word, that by the authority of the Lord God, you will be able to proclaim His Word over your life. You will be able to give testimony of your redemption by the shed blood of Jesus. All to help, to be strengthened first within, and then to help others to come to a life-changing transformation as they too place their hope in the Word of the Lord Jesus. Today, as we look to the Lord God in Scripture, as we give thanks before Him for His saving grace, I trust that the Word today builds you up so that you leave knowing that you are a child of God, ordained to give hope, the hope of Christ, one to another. Let us read together 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 13, I would like to start at. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Now, church, I want you to see something here out of the very first verse that we have chosen as our teaching text today. The Lord God is speaking that you have the responsibility to gird up your mind, to strengthen your mind in His Word. And there is a purpose. It is in order to give you the strength to walk before Him as His child. Let's look at verse 14. It says, go back to 13 just for a second. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober. In other words, let the mind think straight. Be sober and hope for the end, for the grace, to the end, for the grace that is brought to you by the revelation of Jesus Christ, that as obedient children, not fashioning yourself according to the former lust in your ignorance. Now, what this is saying to each of us, church, is this. As you take a hold of the Word of God, the Word of God will reveal to you that which is righteous, right with God. The Word of God will open to you that which you were ignorant of. It will give you the truth. How many of you know that if you believe everything that you see on social media, if you believe everything that you hear across the airwaves, most of it will be a stretch of the imagination, and that is for every topic, let alone for that which is vital to your soul. The enemy will use every instance possible to distract you, to pull you away from that which God desires for you. You will find what God desires for you in His Word. Verse 15. But as He which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. The Word of God will teach us that one of the most unruly members of the body is the tongue. Here the Word of God says to each of us, as we gird up the loins of our mind, as our mind begins to direct what we will say and do, if it is strengthened by the Word of God, we will then even be able to be holy in our conversation. Now, church, there's a lot of truth here packed in a nutshell for you today. It begins with God speaking and girding up your mind, letting you know which way to turn, which way to go, in order that even in your conversation you will be holy. Because He is holy. And if you are following His word, you will be like Him. And you may say, well, Pastor, I don't know if I can be holy. Yes, you can. Because by the power of the Holy Spirit that is with you and in you, as you take faith in Jesus Christ, He will create a way. He will convict you when you step to the left or to the right. He will tell you what to do, as we spoke of earlier. Verse 17, 16. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy, thus saith the Lord. 17. And if you call on the Father, who without respect of persons, He judgeth according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. The word fear here is not hovering under a table. The word fear here is that you take your time of sojourning here in honor of the Lord. For as much, verse 18, for as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, you are not made holy by the things of this world, is what this verse is telling you. Verse 19, but you are made holy, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of the Lamb, without blemish and without spot. You see, as you take faith in Jesus Christ today, we prayed, you went before the Lord. That tells me that in this very moment, for each and every one of you that prayed before the Lord, you are holy as you sit here. You are righteous as you sit here. You are a child of God as you sit here. Church, I don't know about you, but that's enough to make me dance for the rest of the day. To know that the people of God are right with their Maker. It means everything. If you were one today that you know that you were different before you walked in here, I want you to know something. The Word of God tells us that the angels in heaven are rejoicing over the salvation of your soul right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Church, today the Word of God is so powerful that it will take you for the remainder of your days. Look at verse the next verse here, 20. For verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in the last times for you. 21. Who by him do believe in God, that raised him up from the dead, and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. In other words, all that Jesus Christ did, all that we honored before his table today, was in order that you might have faith and hope in the Almighty God. Seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit, the manifest conviction of the Holy Spirit. Seeing then that you have purified your soul through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently. You see, as the Lord God does a work within our lives, we are to then to immediately turn it around and give that same love one to another. There's a reason why. There's a reason why the child of God can travel the world over and walk into another family of God, and immediately you are family. It is because of this. Because what God does in the soul, what God does in the mind, what God does in the heart, it is his love then which is manifest as we give his love one to another. Church, here we have. I want to back up just a minute. Here we have the Apostle Peter. He is writing to those in the Christian faith, those who have already understood who Jesus Christ is. He's writing throughout the lands of Asia Minor and to all believing upon the Lord Jesus Christ then, now, and for all eternity. He speaks to us, verse 3, blessed, let your eyes go back to verse 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto what? A lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Where is your hope today? Is your hope in the Lord God? How many of you today are grateful for the mercy, the means of salvation that your Lord God has provided through the authority of the Lord Jesus? Amen? It is by Jesus Christ that we have been brought alive with hope. Hope, everlasting life. Hope for the praises and the promises of God over you and I today. Within today's teaching, I'm focusing on the scriptures given to us out of 13 to 22 with our call today, be ye holy, for I am holy, because you have been redeemed. You have been purchased, church. You have been purchased, the Word of God tells us, purchased by the blood of Jesus, with the precious blood of him. As a lamb without blemish and without spot. Oh, glory to God. The Apostle Paul here, church, he is restating the Old Testament command for a personal change of character and a call to living a life which is most holy. Coming from the book of Leviticus, I want to go there for just a moment. Leviticus 11 and 44 says, for I am the Lord your God. Ye shall sanctify yourselves, and ye shall be holy, for I am holy. 19 and 2 out of Leviticus says unto you, ye shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, I am holy. See, church, your Father, your Creator, the lover of your soul, he desires for you to be as he is, in order that your life may be as he has planned for your life to be. It is the enemy that which will desire to steal, kill, and destroy. But it is the Lord thy God that desires for your life to be much more greater in his grace and mercy. If we are experiencing challenges and difficulty which are of the spiritual nature, know that as you continue to get closer unto the Lord God, as you continue to take faith in His Word and receive it as truth, God will give you the power to walk as He calls you to walk. If we attempt to walk as He calls us to walk in our own power, the Word of God tells each of us we will fail. But by His grace, by His power, He will give us the understanding. He will give us the wherewithal. He will give us the means to be more like Him. Hallelujah. I want to thank my God, for without Him, I am nothing. But with Him, I am everything.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Church, you'll see as we study and refer to the scriptures that the holiness of God is profound throughout. But as we refer to this passage today and the cross references into Leviticus, we take special note that the holiness of God here is connected to you. Connected to you and I today. The passage is of particular interest because it connects the characteristic of God, His holiness, with His people's need, your need, and the purpose for your life today. Your purpose to imitate, to follow in His way. Peter's encouraging us today to lead a pure life before God in order that you might give forth a mighty testimony of the love of God with a pure heart. How many of you today can say, Pastor, I know someone that needs the love of God? Amen? There are folk out there in your families, in your workplace, in your communities. They know not which way to turn, church. They know not where to go for the strength that they need. Tomorrow they will try this book. They will try that book. They will take all day long to wait for a podcast to come on in order they might hear someone speak a word of encouragement of what to do, where to go, and how to turn. The Word of God, church, today is your truth. The Word of God will give you exactly what God wants for you to do. Now you may say, well, Pastor, you're the one that has studied. You're the one that can understand the Word of God. Church, please do not limit yourself. Please do not limit the power of God. Because the Lord God says that He and He alone is within you. That His presence will instill the girding of your mind. The Word of God declares to you today, church, that as the Holy Spirit is with you, it is the Holy Spirit that will open up the Word of God to your understanding. Please never understand or let yourself be of the understanding. Only the pastor, only the evangelist, only the missionary can do it. It is not, it is an error. It is the enemy seeking to let you be weak. You cannot be holding the hand of the pastor 24/7, but you can be holding the hand of God each and every moment of your life. Hallelujah. Peter is encouraging us today to lead that pure and holy life before the Lord God as you walk in the authority of Christ Jesus as the child of God. In the book of Leviticus, we will find great detail of the law of God explained for the people of Israel. In the case of Israel, and later repeated in the New Testament, and to you and I today, based on the holiness of God, we see that God's people are to live as a a people separated from the world. Church, you are called out of the world. You are called out from the kingdom of the world into the kingdom of God. Because you are called to be set apart and dedicated before God. Leviticus 19:2 says, "You shall be holy." Here we see the word of God coming from the Hebrew word kadosh, meaning to purify, to consecrate, and to sanctify. It is by His grace, by His power, that you are consecrated unto Him as His child. 1 Peter 1, Peter begins this area of instruction with girding up the loins of your mind. To gird up simply means to encircle your mind. Strengthen and support all that you do by the Word of God. There are many a good author. There are many a good teacher. But church, no matter where you get advice, where you get information for your spirit man, where you get information for that which in you are, the manner in which you ought to walk before the Lord, please, forever, if you fail to remember anything but this today, anything that you receive for the nurturing of your soul, verify it with the Word of God. Let your eyes, let your mind be strengthened by the powerful Word of the Lord God. Encircle your mind. As obedient children, not living in former sinful desires that you had before you came to the knowledge of the Lord Jesus. You see, when God gets a hold of us, when we realize and we see His power and His hand in our lives, when we begin to gird up, when we begin to encircle our minds with the blessed Word of God, when we stand upon the authority of His Word, when we know that His Spirit is with and in and upon us, when we seek the changes that come about in the life empowered by the Holy Spirit, as we turn from a life that was led formerly by the desires of the world, oh, glory to God, as we fashion a life of hope focused on Christ Jesus, you will call on the Father. Verse 17, if you call on the Father, oh, glory to God, who judges without respect of persons. How many of you have ever had the experience? May have been with an employer, may have been with a family member, may have been with a friend. You intend to do the best that you can do, and it is still not good enough. Amen? We've all been there. Somewhere in our life, someone has misjudged our heart. Someone has misjudged our character. Someone has looked at us and said, "You're not good enough." And I want to thank my God today. God's promise to you today is He is no respecter of persons. My God, He sees the heart of every man. When you cry out to Him in the wee hours of the night, it is He who has His eye on you. It is He who is listening with an open ear. It is He that knows you better than yourself. Oh, glory to God. Church, this word is for someone today. This word is for you who have been struggling. It is for you to know that you are no longer a person of shame. You are no longer a person without a loving Father. You are the person that God is holding on to today. Know today His loving arm is wrapped around you. You are able to say today, "I have been redeemed. I've been redeemed. I'm no longer sitting on the outside looking in. I'm no longer on the wayside wishing that I could participate. I I am a blessed child of God. I have entered in to the kingdom of the Lord Jesus. I've been purchased by the blood of Jesus. How many of you know? How many of you know today God is in the business of changing lives that Satan would otherwise destroy? And God is not only about changing a life that Satan meant for destruction, but my God, your God, has provided the blessed Holy Spirit for your empowerment as you believe upon Him. Your empowerment to be able to live a holy and acceptable life unto God as you believe upon the Lord Jesus. I cannot say it enough, church. The more that you believe upon the Lord Jesus, the more power of God He is going to instill into your soul. 1 Corinthians 19 and 20 reminds us, know ye that your body is the temple, the place of abode of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God. You are not your own. Church, we have given ourselves. If you have believed upon Jesus, you have given your life to Him. You are no longer your own. You have a responsibility to the Lord God. You have a responsibility to the Word of God, to follow therein. For you were bought, verse 20 of 1 Corinthians 6. For you have been bought with a price. Therefore, your purpose in Christ is to glorify God in your body, to glorify Him with every thought, every word, every action, every deed. We got talking not long ago in a Bible study about the formation of a lie. Church, never let anyone say that there's a small lie and a big lie. Giving you the idea, the thought that a small sin is easier or more acceptable than a large sin. In the sight of God, everything which is outside of the Word of God is in error. Everything which is in the right side, right with God, is His will for you. Today, as you believe upon Christ Jesus, as you purpose yourself to live according to His Word, you are the temple of the Lord God, God the Holy Spirit, which is a gift of God to you. You are not your own. You are a child of God. Blessed be His holy name. If you're here today, church, and you know that the Spirit of God is speaking to you to get things cleaned up in your life, if you made that commitment before we came to the Lord's table today, know that this is the starting day of a new day, a new season in your life. If you're here today and you know that the Spirit of God continues to speak to you in the days to come, if God is saying to you, you have changes that need to be made, know that He will give you the power to make them. If you know in your heart that you've been forsaking the Word of God, and you are not as close to God as you ought to be, understand that by the authority of Christ Jesus, by His redeeming power, all things, all obstacles, all challenges, as you are His obedient child, by His shed blood, His righteousness, the power to stand holy in His presence will be poured out to you by and through the promises of His Word. God has provided to you Christ Jesus for your redemption. Peter is writing to each of us. Here he gives to us a command to follow as to live in the fullness of your salvation. Church, God wants good things for you. He wants to protect you. He wants to strengthen you. He wants to gird up your mind. Wherefore, the first command, gird up the mind. The second command, be sober. Be of a clear mind. Be in control of yourself. Be holy, sanctified, set apart. Be sober, have a clear mind and a practice of self-control. Your third command is to hope to the end. Let your hope be in Christ Jesus. Have faith in the Word of God. Have faith in the Gospel. Thank God today for the changes which He is bringing to your life. 2 Corinthians 5 reminds us, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. You're looking for something new? Get closer to the Lord. He'll continue to do new things in your life. If you're thanking God that He is creating in you a new man after His likeness, after the holiness of God, you can praise God today in the words of Titus 2:13. I'm looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Christ Jesus. Blessed be His holy name. 1 Peter 1:14, as obedient children, church, not fashioning yourself after the things of this world. It was Paul when writing concerning the putting off of the old man and taking on the new creature of Christ. He wrote, He, Christ, died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but that they would live unto Him, Christ Jesus, who died and rose again. Blessed be His name. I like the opening of that fourth command, as obedient children. If we would be honest with ourselves, just as a child who will know that they have disobeyed their parent, likewise, we know when we have disobeyed or walked outside of the will of our Father God. It is that silent tug of the blessed Holy Spirit. God talks to us. God is calling each of us to a righteous life in Him. You might say, well, Pastor, I'm in the Word of God. I am of a sober mind. You may say, Pastor, I am self-controlled for the most part. You may say, I'm standing on the promises of the Word of God. And I am living my life in hope of His glorious return. I've placed the old man behind me. And I'm moving forward as a new creature of the Lord Jesus. Our fifth command to you who can say all of those things is this. But just as He who called you is holy, so be holy in every manner of conversation. For it is written, be holy, because I am holy. This is the word of the Lord. God bless and keep you. May His grace shine upon you today. Be holy, for He is holy. Today, I trust that the word of God has touched your soul. I trust today that as it has touched your soul, that you will go forth and you will hear the words of God speaking to you, drawing you closer to His name, drawing you closer to Him and Him alone. Let us all rise before the Lord God today. I want to take us to the selection, I have been redeemed. If you have your selection outline and you can use it today, we're going to the last song, I have been redeemed.